make everything look better and okay. That's what alcohol can do for me. When I was 15, I had the opportunity to drink. I went out with some friends, and I remember by the third or fourth beer, somewhere in there, a warm, golden, magical feeling started to come over me. And it's like you've got your shackles that you've been shackled down with all of your life suddenly come off. And I remember thinking, I have never felt this good about myself, this comfortable in my own skin. Have you ever thought to yourself, I know deep down inside there's a wonderful person. I wish the world's not seeing it, though. I'm not living up to my potential. I've got a short fuse. I'm doing stupid things. I'm embarrassing myself, my family. But I know somewhere deep down inside is this wonderful guy, right? And alcohol suddenly brought him out. Man, it's an amazing, magical effect to be able to suddenly go around and talk confidently about anything that's being discussed in the room. Whether I know anything about it or not is irrelevant. I now feel comfortable. I remember one time having a guy in the corner and I'm lecturing him about truck driving. He was a truck driver. I have watched Smokey and the Bandit. I'm now an expert on how this all works, right? Right. Women. Right? I always wanted a girlfriend. I always was convinced that that would be the answer to what was wrong with me. But I'm too self-conscious. I'm too fear-ridden. I'm too whatever, too inadequate to ask him out. But when I'm drinking, I'm not. When I'm drinking, it all changes. I remember this girl would come into this party, and I would sit there, and I'd think, oh, man, if I could just meet her, if I could just, it would be different. She'd straighten me out. I'd have something to live for. It would all be wonderful, but a woman like that would never go out with a guy like me, so why even ask? Why even put myself in the, I don't think I could handle the rejection. So I'm just, my solution is not to do anything. Suddenly I'm drinking, and I look around, and I'm not kidding, I mean, I say this, I guess, it's not an embellishment, but I look at her, and it's all different. I look at her, and I'm like, I could have any woman I want at this party, and I'm choosing her. The gods are smiling down on her tonight, right? And, I mean, come on, that is a wonderful, and you want me to quit drinking when it does that for me? And I go up and I ask her out. She's not interested. She's not feeling the magic. Doesn't bother me. I don't feel rejected. I lock her in a bathroom so she can come to her senses. And I see nothing wrong with this at all. I like it. Alcohol, I remember one day I was walking, my kids they were working on a jigsaw puzzle, and they're about halfway done. And you know, this corner's done, and then there's a big opening, and then this part's done, and an opening, so on and so forth. And, you know, it was about half or three quarters of a picture. And I remember looking at it thinking, that's how I felt growing up. And alcohol fills in the pieces. Alcohol allows me to feel whole for a little while. Now, it's not a good solution. If it was, you'd have a different speaker tonight. I would still be out using my solution. But it is not a good solution because I am not hardwired to be a good drinker. We think we are in AA. We like to talk that we are, but even the things that we brag about are not badges of honor for drinking. We brag about how much we drink, how often we pass out, how much we throw up, and we think, makes me a good drinker. No, it does not. By the way, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I, for some reason, when I'm flying, I'm always kind of on high alert that I might see an AA buddy of some kind. I don't know why. I just think God's going to do that. So today I was on the plane, and this woman gets on, and I'm thinking, she could be an AA. She looks like someone who would be an AA, right? I'm making that kind of judgment. And then from the back, her sweatshirt said group therapy in text, and then it had some kind of picture that I couldn't see, but it said group therapy. Someone in AA would wear that, certainly. I'm starting to get optimistic that this woman could be an AA. I don't know what, by the way, I'm going to do, even if I... That Bill Wilson's quite a guy, huh? You know, they do the secret code. Anyway, so as she gets closer, her sweatshirt says group therapy, and then it's the picture that I couldn't make out earlier was like every kind of drink you can possibly imagine. Like martini and a beer bottle and whiskey bottle. And maybe she should be in AA, would be more accurate. I don't know. Anyway, God, that story took me. I totally forgot where I was. If I don't catch it quick, I have to start over. I'm very scripted in how I talk. Gotta go back.